Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Hey, hey, and happy 2026. What is going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space where we get very intentional about the healing, the joy, the rest, and abundance of Black women. Y'all, like I said before, happy 2026. I am so thankful to be able to be recording this episode that you will be listening to, or technically, I guess you are listening to, because it means that you and I have made it into another year, another season, another chapter of our story. You know, I just feel incredibly thankful, happy, excited, blessed, all the things. I'm just glad to be here. So yes, happy 2026, girl. I am so thankful that you're here with me in the new year, and we are going to continue blooming together, healing together, you know, getting very intentional about our life and how we treat ourselves, how we are in community with each other, how we are becoming, are learning to live more abundantly, and we're blooming and all the things. So, you know, new year, who dis? New year, who dis? So, y'all, as you may or may not know, if you have been listening to the podcast for a minute, you may have been like, well, where the heck was Bree? But I had mentioned in, I think, the last episode that I was going to be stepping away for a moment to just take some time for myself. That's what I wanted to do. Take some time for myself. I realized that I already knew this, and you know it as well. I'm not a machine. I deserve to take time away. I deserve to take breaks. And so that's what I did. I needed some time for me between now and the end of 2025 to regroup, to slow down, to settle down, to be able to tune into my spirit, just to, you know, get some clarity on the direction of my life in the new year. You know, there are some things that I really want to do in 2026. And so I just needed to slow all the way down and really just take a few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, to focus on me. And so that's what I did. That's what I did, you know. So that's where I've been. You know, this episode, we're going to be doing or talking about, I guess I'll just say I'm going to be sharing something very personal. And so, because I feel like I did something huge and I'm very excited about it, and it's all self-care related. And I want this to be a source of, I guess, inspiration for you, not necessarily motivation, but like inspiration for you as we, again, have firmly entered this new year, all right? So the thing that I did during this time is, drum roll, please. Here we go. Your girl has picked out and put a small payment down on her shed. I found my shed, y'all. I found my shed. So it's a 16 by 24 shed that I will be converting into a tiny home. It's just under 400 square feet. And the reason that I'm doing this, in case you're new here, is because, very long story short, I moved all the way from California, where I was born and raised, to Arkansas to be in community with a sister friend, so that we can build out a program specifically for Black single moms where not only is it a place of obviously like community, but it's going to be resources and support, including food that we will be growing on land. So 2026 is a pivotal year for me because there's going to be so much going on. And I know that my spirit is going to just soak in so much in the next 12 months of this year. Okay. Because I will be building out this tiny home. I won't be doing the electricity now because I can't do that. Obviously I ain't trying to, you know, burn shed down, but I will be, you know, step by step building this out from the Ruta to the Tuta. I don't even know, you know, how long this is going to take. But the goal and the plan is for me to be living in it in some capacity in March because I'm moving out of my lease is up in March. My lease is up in March. And so this year is going to be about being very intentional about how I spend my time, where I'm putting my energy into, how I am choosing to focus on myself, how I am choosing to focus on Brown Girl Self-Care as I am doing this project with my sister friend, okay? So there's going to be a lot going on, and I'm very, very excited. And so if you recall, at either the last episode I did or the one before last, I had mentioned that, you know, winter is, for me, you know, winter is a time to slow down. It's a time to release. It's a time to be cozy, to feel safe, to be secure, in other words, not like rush into trying to figure all the things out, trying to say, okay, I'm going to do these are my 50-11 goals for 2026. In other words, putting a whole bunch of energy into planning or like doing all the things. Like that's not the vibe for January. That's not the vibe for winter, okay? I think we're technically now maybe almost in, I think we're just at about midwinter or almost midwinter. I think the end of the month is going to be technically midwinter now that I'm thinking about it. But so I have not done any type of like a vision board. I've done some imagining. I've done some, I don't want to necessarily say planning, but just kind of like some thinking and making time for stillness so that I can get clear on, you know, what my spirit needs, what I want to do in 2026, that kind of thing. But I haven't like said, okay, these are my goals and this is how I'm going to approach these goals. And this is how I'm going to bang out these goals. And this is, you know, I have not put any energy into that because again, I needed to slow down. I needed to pause. I needed to center stillness so that I could get clear. And y'all, when you center stillness, when you're able to make some time for stillness, the clarity for me. And no, I did not like hike up some mountain, spend time with monks, that kind of thing. Because obviously that's just, you know, you ain't got to do all that. Even though if you have access to do something lengthy and, or you know what I'm saying, do that. But I want to make it very clear that's not necessarily what you need to do. It's really not about the act necessarily, but just allowing yourself to slow down, okay, and be present. However you want to do that, that's where the clarity comes. And, you know, also I want to say that clarity for me, even though I did have like, you know, I guess they call them downloads or whatever, when I would sometimes when I made time for stillness, it wasn't like it was every single time I sat down, bam, okay, I got this, I got that. It wasn't that for me. It was occasionally I would get something when I made time for stillness and just sat down for a time. But then also I noticed that I was having either reminders of dreams I had years ago or I would have dreams. Okay. It was wild. It was wild. So again, in case I haven't said it yet in this episode, which I think I did, make some time for stillness. Even if we weren't in winter, there's always a benefit to making and taking time for stillness. A lot of times we feel like we're stuck. We don't know which way to move in. We want a word from God or spirit or ancestors, however you call it. And the message will be there, but we're so busy, you know, and I feel like this is by design. Like there's so much disconnection, you know, that we can't even hear what is trying to come through. So being able to be still, be present, eliminate as many distractions as you can, it will help you with getting clear, okay? It definitely will. By the way, I wanted to mention this at the top of the podcast that, you know, speaking of like goals and things like that, I had shared this on, I did a sister, a soul care circle back in December where I let the ladies know that in January I would be doing an intention, like a vision party, but more so where it's not necessarily just like goals, because I don't want to necessarily be in this, like all my energy to be like, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, goals, 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 goals. I wanna have a more intentional 2026. So I'm gonna be doing a soul care circle at the end of January. And it is going to be like, you'll be able to make space to do like a vision board for 2026. And you can do it either, like if you have magazines, you have tape, you have glue sticks, you have images, you know, things like that. You have the cardboard board, you know. Yes, that's perfect. Or you can do it digitally, which is what I plan to do. I want to do it. I can't even say the word digital. I want to do it digital. Okay, I'm not even trying to say it. But I want to do it like that, virtually, on my, so I can have it on my iPad or have it on my phone or my computer or as my screen for my laptop, that kind of thing, or in the Notion app, just being able to have it in different places. And if you want to do it physically, because there's something good about scissoring and gluing and all that things, you can obviously take a picture, put it wherever you want, you know, but I want to do mine in a digital way. No, there's no right or wrong to this, okay? There's no right or wrong to this. But just having something that you can see and spend time with on a regular basis. Again, that is not necessarily focused just on, for example, goals. Like this year, I want to make $250,000. This year, I want to lose 75 pounds. This year, I want to find the love of my life. Like that kind of thing. It's also more so going to be about intentions that just revolve around things like, and this is all important for Black women. So our safety, what makes you feel safe? What makes you feel supported? What's going to bring you, what things bring you joy that you like to carry into 2026, or pleasure, like music, art, dancing, movies, you know, anything, reading, hobbies, crochet, that kind of thing. And getting intentional about movement, like how I said, oh, this year I want to lose 75 pounds. Maybe instead of that saying, I want to move my body more. And so you put pictures up of a Black woman hiking or roller skating or walking or yoga, you know, that kind of dancing, stretching, that kind of thing. You're going to have another category is going to be like books you want to read in 2026, or things, classes you want to take, or things you want to learn, you know, our mental health, connection, community. And financial, like financial intentions, things like that. And just what's going on the inside, like your spirituality, your relationship with God, praying, affirmations, prayer. Like whatever your intentions are for 2026, that is what we will be, that's like the theme of this soul care circle. So I want to make that very clear. It's not necessarily like a vision board as far as like goals, but if you want to show up and do it in that way, that's fine. There's room for both. But for me, I want to more so focus on intention and going through those sections. I think there's like 7 or 8 sections that I mentioned, because it's more, it's not just about the goals. When I think of goals now, that's kind of like rooted in like hustle, push, grind, no matter what. I gotta do this. I gotta do this. You know what I'm saying? So it, to me, it's a more holistic way to do this board in 2026. Okay, so all that said, if you'd like to join me, this is a donation-based event. Feel free, and I'm going to put this in the show notes. It's going to be on January 31st, which should be a Saturday on Zoom, okay? So you can be anywhere in the world. So I'm going to put the link in today's show notes. Again, January 31st. This is a donation-based event, okay? This is a donation-based event, and it is for Black women. All right. So you can cash at me at Brown Girl Self Care and put your email address in the note thing and say for vision board, you know, or soul care circle, however you want to put it. But I need your email address and put for soul care circle. Or you can Venmo me. It's also at Brown Girl Self Care. All right. If you want to donate $1, $100, $1 million, whatever, but this is a donation-based event, okay? All right, so again, that'll all be in the show notes. It's January 31st, all right? This should give you enough time to kind of think about some things. If you want to do it physically, get your supplies, all that jazz, all right? All right, so again, link in the show notes. So so back to the shed, y'all. You know, this may not sound like self-care, but it really, really is self-care for me. Not necessarily just the fact that it's a tiny home, but, you know, just going through the process, thinking about it, mapping it out. My younger self really could have used a tool like Chime. Number one, I was never able to keep the minimum balance needed to avoid fees. Number two, I kept getting hit with overdraft charges. And number three, it was just stressful to have to wait for my paychecks to actually land into my account. So Chime changes all that. It's fee-free banking built for people like us, not the 1%. So no monthly fees, no overdraft fees, no shenanigans. And with direct deposit, you can get paid up to 2 days early. And they also have a MyPay feature that lets you access up to $500 of your paycheck whenever you need it. So no waiting, no stress. And then there's this new Chime card that's a cashback card, and that helps you build credit with your own money. So these are two things you almost never see together until now. No interest, no annual fees, no strings attached. With Chime, you're not switching banks. You're upgrading to a smarter, fee-free way to handle your money that actually works for you. Chime is not just smarter banking. It is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today. It just takes a few minutes to sign up. Head to chime.com/self-care. That is chime.com/self-care.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services, a secured Chime Visa credit card, and MyPay line of credit provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. MyPay eligibility requirements apply, and credit limit ranges $20 to $500. Optional services and products may have fees or charges. See chime.com/fees info. Advertised annual percentage yield with Chime Plus status only. Otherwise, 1.00% APY applies. No min balance required. Chime card on-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Results may vary. See chime.com for details and applicable terms.
This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, finding it, being excited about the opportunity, just the emotions that it stirred up. I was nervous. I was happy. I was excited. You know, it was a little bit like, oh, I don't know if I should do this. Or, no, that wasn't the feeling. It was like, oh, I'm nervous because, you know, this is a new thing. You know, it's a new thing. And I had to remind myself that it is okay to get nervous, you know, when you are about to do something different, something new, right? So there was some emotions in there. And it was a reminder that it is okay for me to feel my feelings. It is okay for me to be nervous. It is okay for me to be excited. It's okay for me to, feel joyful. You know, it's okay to feel your feelings and you don't have to apologize for those. And, you know, it was also a reminder that, you know, this, like the things that you are doing, they do not have to be a big deal for everybody else. Like, I know you can hear the the excitement in my voice. And some of you guys might be like, girl, this is not exciting, okay? But, or like, this is not a big deal, all right? But it is a big deal for me. This is a big deal for me. And that's really all that matters, okay? It doesn't matter what the world thinks. So again, this is self-care because you're getting past or beyond like this whole idea of worrying about someone else's validation or worrying about somebody co-signing or worrying about people pleasing, right? So this is a huge step for me. It's a huge step spiritually. It's a huge step creatively. I'm going to be learning some things, obviously, because I will be using some tools. And of course, I'll be getting help. I'll have to pay to have it wired and also get some help doing some of this stuff. But I will be learning so much. And in fact, when I think about like creativity and things like that, I just took a tool class recently to learn how to use a miter saw, to learn how to use a jigsaw, to learn how to use a drill, and I forget what the other tool is called, but and we actually made my group, our project. This was all within like 4 hours. We made from start to finish a stool. The other group made a box. We made a stool. Okay, and that was so dope. I used the miter saw several times, the jigsaw several times. Like, I now know how to use tools that I will be using to build it, you know, to build out this dream. And so being able to learn, okay, is self-care. It is self-care. Learning something new is self-care. Having a hobby that lights you up is self-care. I'm excited to be able to do this kind of thing. I'm excited to be able to be on this land, not only building this little tiny home, but also learning how to garden, learning how to take care of land, learning how to live in community with another Black woman, which is a really big thing for me because I've mentioned on the podcast that, I am no contact with my mother. And I never really learned when I was younger how to have a healthy relationship with another woman as far as like being able to communicate, being able to express myself, even if someone doesn't like what I have to say, feeling safe enough to do that and not feel like I will be penalized or punished, you know, like that kind of thing. So there's a lot going on here as it pertains to self-care. And not only that, I've told you that one of my goals is to get out of debt. Get out of debt. I don't want to owe nobody nothing. So that for me is also self-care. So I'm going to be very intentional about that in 2026, really leaning into self-sufficiency. Learning new skills, learning better how to manage money. We're going to be cooking and growing our own food and, you know, different things like that. So 2026 is going to be a huge year for self-care, a huge year for creativity, a huge year for my spiritual growth, just a huge year for a lot of stuff going on. And all of it is self-care. And I'm sharing this with you because self-care does not have to look like what mainstream society says it looks like, especially for Black women, because we know that this whole narrative, this whole idea of self-care really is geared towards like white women or the white community, It really, really is. Self-care for us was a part, like it was survival, okay? You know, our ancestors, our people, our elders, you know, self-care was a tool of survival. And so I feel like I'm leaning into that part of self-care as a way to just remember my worth, to claim myself, to value myself, to claim my space, to be a protector of my time, a protector of my energy, a protector of my joy, a protector of my creativity. Like, and the same for you in 2026. You don't have to go out and buy a shed. You don't have to decide that you want to, you know, live more sustainably or live a more minimalistic way. You don't have to decide that you want to go and live on some land. You don't have to decide that you want to uproot your life. It's really a personal thing, and it's based on what makes sense for you. Keeping in mind that ultimately, when you think about self-care for Black women, it's about just repair and restoration and joy and, you know, like you're writing yourself a permission slip to acknowledge your humanity, or you're writing a permission slip to acknowledge your sacredness. That, like, that's what it is. So however that looks like for you, your journey does not have to be a carbon copy of mine, but ultimately the themes, you know, are the same. We just have different ways of getting there. But that's why I'm sharing my story with you, or sharing like background stuff with you or behind the scenes, because I want you to know that whatever it is for you, you have your own permission to do it, okay? Whatever it looks like for you as it pertains to self-care, as it pertains to blooming, if you are blooming in safety, blooming in joy, blooming in self-love, blooming in connection, blooming in healing or abundance and rest and you know, things like that, no one can tell you that you're doing it wrong. No one can tell you that you're doing it wrong. The point that I want to make is that self-care does not just include what is mainstream. Not that doesn't matter, because it's always nice to be able to. And I love candles. I used to sell candles with Brown Girl Self-Care. But to be able to buy candles and soft robes and, you know, things like that, like, that's a vibe. And that does go into your self-care bucket, all right? But don't be afraid to look beyond that, like including all kinds of things into your practice. Okay. So, I feel like the shed is like a metaphor for what January is giving, which is just this January, energy of like, of spaciousness, and even tiny actions, a tiny home for tiny actions. Like, January is a time for like tiny action. And I just feel like it, the tiny home, tiny action, I don't know. But it's about creating space for yourself to be still. And I'm creating space literally and energetically, right? Because we all need a safe, intentional space where we can just be, right? I feel like it's also giving January energy, because there's no way that I can, just like we cannot rush through the seasons, we cannot make winter go any faster and hop into spring or hop into fall, even no matter how much we wished it, how much we paid for it, like we cannot rush any parts of the process. And that's the same thing with this, like, this is a reflection I have. Like, it's the same thing because I cannot rush the process of what it will take to get this, convert this shed into a place of safety and respite for me, or respite for me, right? There's no way I'd be able to finish it tomorrow. So what I'm doing right now, and what you're doing right now, is like you're planting, you're setting up the foundation for 2026 as you continue pausing and making time for stillness in January or this winter. All right, you're planting the seeds for your bloom. All right, you're planting your seeds for the bloom, and a lot of times things don't necessarily bloom in winter. Winter is a time to pull back. Winter isn't always necessarily a time to fully bloom, all right? Yeah, but anyway, this like choosing this project, I'm going to call it a project, choosing this project is really a way for me to prioritize my needs of joy, creativity, my own space, you know, and that's the vibe of January. So just being able to visualize my future in this space as I take little baby steps towards seeing it come to reality is amazing. I'm not sure if you want me to do an episode on anything related to this journey that I am taking while here in Arkansas, but if you would like to send me an email, feel free. I think I might pop some stuff over on YouTube. I think that's where I will share, you know, this whole journey. So most likely it'll be on YouTube as well as on social media. My social media, obviously, for YouTube and Instagram is Brown Girl Self Care, but I have decided to reopen my personal page on Instagram, which is Brown Girl in Bloom. Haven't really touched it since like 2021, but yeah, I was like, I would love to be able to share the behind the scenes of doing this because I'm sure there are other Black women that would love to be able to do something like this. So you'll be able to see the steps, the mistakes, the joys, the costs, the things I'm building, like just all the things, honey. You'll be able to see that because I definitely want to document this journey, you know, however long it takes, and then also document the journey of us growing food and building out these programs for single Black moms and things of that nature. So yeah, Brown Girl in Bloom on Instagram, as well as obviously Brown Girl Self Care. All right. So, you know, I didn't want to make this episode too long, but I wanted to give you an update of what was going on with me, where I was, how I've been, or what I've been kind of like doing in the last couple of weeks. And so there you have it. There you have it. You know, I'm just thinking about small beginnings, humble beginnings, exciting beginnings, new beginnings, claiming my space, you know, taking bold action, learning new skills, you know, being intentional about my joy and my self-care and my and clarity and things that are nourishing me mentally, spiritually, physically, all that jazz. So yeah, that's where I've been and that's what I've been doing. So if you, again, I'll just say this again, if you want to, explore intentions and things like that, feel free to join me at this intention board party. Yeah, I like that. This intention board party / soul care circle that we will be doing, I will be facilitating on January 31st, it will be on Zoom. It is donation-based. Give what you can. That money that you give helps to keep Brown Girl Self-Care going. It helps me continue to be able to put my labor out into the world. And real talk, it's going to help me try to figure out how to pay somebody to put electrical and insulation into this shed. So every dollar helps, okay? Every dollar helps, sis. All right? All right. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Again, Happy New Year. All right. This year is going to be incredible for me. This year is going to be incredible for you. I cannot wait to see how we thrive and bloom in the new year. I will see you next week with another episode, and I hope to see you on January 31st on Zoom. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect@browngirlselfcare.com. See you next week.